Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Since we are doing the case studies of 9 types of intelligence mapping using the Jyotish, using the Vedic astrology system, I thought I'll get back to some basics and give you a brief presentation. It's just 6 slides, 10-15 minutes. Get your coffee or whatever and sit down with me and allow me to explain you the basics of this. So, the 9 types of intelligence is a model that was developed by this gentleman, Howard Gardner, who is a psychologist with Harvard University, and he published a work called Frames of Mind in 1983, brilliant work. And now I'm extending and using the same model to map out the kinds of intelligence that would play out in people, in human beings, and how we can unravel that using the map of Jyotish. Okay, so there's 9 types of intelligence mapped to the Vedic astrology system, which goes even far back. That has got esoterics in it, that's got lots of things in it. Since we human beings don't come with an operating manual, you know, moms know this, mothers everywhere know this, how much they struggle with their little kids. Like, what is this child like? You know, what does it want? How does its brain work? I mean, what is it talented in? What can it shine in? This is the desire of all moms, universally speaking. So I'm trying to explain to you once again, what are the 9 types? Those are the 9 types listed on the screen. Bodily, kinesthetic, interpersonal, intrapersonal, musical, visual, spatial, existential, naturalist, logical, mathematical, and linguistic. These are the 9 types of intelligence this gentleman proposed. And I find this model is most closely, most closely holistic and kind of can be mapped to Jyotish or Vedic astrology. So I'm trying to build a bridge between esoterics, which is all based in consciousness, to the mental analysis or the brain or the neuro-linguistic programming or the logical left brain side of thinking that we have developed and studied quite well, actually. So this is supposed to be a bridge for all psychologists, counselors, moms, parents, and I do a reading as well. If you want a reading for your child or anything, or for your patients, get in touch. We can work something out. But getting back to this. So this was developed by this particular gentleman. Now let's see how this works out. So there's our human being. Taken something from, I think, Leonardo da Vinci's kind of model, right? And the background is that the soul, the sun, okay? So the soul comes into the human body in this time-space playing field, for which modern science does not have any credibility. They don't even recognize consciousness, which is sad to say. Maybe it'll happen in the years. So the consciousness comes into this playing field called the human body. All these 9 types of intelligence are playing inside this human being. Yes? How does it play and where does it play? I've done already some case studies. You can go through the playlist. But before I get into the further case studies, I wanted to give a brief intro. That's the 9 types of intelligence we have. Okay. Now, you bring in the planets and points. Could it be possible? I ask you the question. Could it be possible that in your natal chart, in Jyotish, now I'm bringing Jyotish or Vedic astrology into the picture. Could it be possible that first type, bodily kinesthetic, could be most related to Mars and Rahu in your chart, the north node of the moon? Could it be that interpersonal intelligence, what we are calling, and I've already given the intro in this playlist, you can go through that, is more like Mercury and Moon combined in your chart, however they are placed, separate, apart, conjunct, aspecting, these are all complex aspects. Number three, is it possible that intrapersonal intelligence, is more like Jupiter combined with Mercury, wherever it is sitting, how it is playing up? Musical intelligence could be more related to Venus and Moon, together in the chart, or aspecting, or wherever they are placed, dominance thereof. Visual spatial intelligence could be more related to Venus, Jupiter and Ketu, for example, however they are playing in the chart. Existential intelligence, children who think more in terms of integrative psychology, they might think more in terms of Jupiter and Ketu in their charts, especially if it's conjoined. If any one of these is conjoined, it becomes quite dominant, as we have already seen in the case studies so far. And we shall do more case studies so they get a refined sense of this. The seventh type, naturalist, could be more related to Mercury and Ketu in your chart. Logical mathematical could be more related to Mercury, Ketu and Mars in your chart. And linguistic intelligence more related to Mercury, Moon and Venus in your chart. Now this is the first layer. We have more layers to come. So now there is the Vedic astrology chart. These are the classical North Indian plots, but I'll walk you through it. So this is how a typical Jyotish chart is plotted. In South India, they use a different one. This is the North Indian style, the diamond chart as it's called. So this is the house 1, house 2, house 3, house 4, house 5, house 6, 7 to 12. Now, first one represents self, second one your value systems, your family, third one your hobbies, fourth one your house, your mother, fifth one your education, your creativity, creative intelligence, sixth one your daily routines and kind of routine work that you do. Seventh house is all about partnership, spouse, marriage. Eighth house is about transformations, engagement with the external world in a transformative way. Ninth house is all about guidelines, rules and higher wisdom. Tenth house is public visibility. 11th house is gains and social networks. 12th house stands for foreign land, subconscious patterns and so on. That was a really quick rundown of what are the 12 houses of Vedic astrology. More details are in my YouTube channel if you want to visit. Now we are talking about these 9 types of intelligence. So these planets and points which I've shown pictorially there can fall anywhere in a chart. The combinations are endless, isn't it? There are 9 planets and these are combinations of those which lead to certain types of intelligence which we are trying to map. So you first of all have to see where it is placed. What function is it carrying out? If it's placed in 1, it is affecting yourself. If it is placed in 3rd, if, for example, bodily kinesthetic intelligence, if you want to check if this person has more of it, if a child has more of bodily kinesthetic, you got to see if Mars Rahu are placed in the 3rd, for example, because that's a house of bodily presence. Interpersonal, it might have to do with more house number 4 or 5 or 7. Intrapersonal, definitely 7. Musical, it might be related to 2, 5 or 9. Visual spatial intelligence, it might be related more to 3, 5, even 9. Existential, well, it might be related to house 12, house 8. These are the kind of kids who ask more questions about existence. Then there is a naturalist. It might be related to house 4, 5, 9, 11, 12. That's a naturalist. Then comes logical mathematical, which has everything to do with house number 10, house number 6, house number 5. Then there's the linguistic, more to do with 2, 3, 5, 9. Even 7 to an extent. So we got to check so many things which come in relation to the intelligence when we are trying to do this kind of mapping of Jyotish and Vedic astrology into the modern psychology, and how what is playing out where, and what can we do best to help the children. Now add to this all the 12 zodiac signs which are marked there. in the houses. Typically, house one is Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. These are the 12 zodiac signs. Now, here's where the complexity starts building. Okay? Now you have the 12 house functions, which are areas of your life, essentially speaking. And now you have stuck into that the 12 zodiac signs. This is the Aries, typically the Aries ascendant. But there are 12 ascendants. So you have to keep rotating the signs to come across everything. And you put these planets in the particular zodiac. These planets are going to be colored by the propensities of the zodiac signs itself. This is just the first layer of complexity. So, for example, when Mars Rahu is placed in Cancer, it will act a certain way. If Mercury Moon for interpersonal are placed in Gemini, let's say, it acts a certain way. If intrapersonal Mercury and Jupiter are placed in Sagittarius or in the ninth house, it plays a certain other way. So how it will play out in the world depends upon the combination of these planets placed in different signs and the different houses. So first you have the house layer, then you have the zodiac sign layer and the planetary layer, which gets colored by where it's placed and in which sign it is placed, isn't it? Now the most complex layer of this. In addition to all the zodiac signs, in addition to all the houses, now you have brought in the 27 nakshatras, which is that rainbow wheel you see at the back. That's highly complex. That is nakshatras from 1 to 27. Now what we have done, a nakshatra is essentially a zooming in into the zodiac. Aries has two nakshatras, for example, constellations. All the stars within Aries are split into two nakshatras. One is Ashwini and one is Bharani, for example. In Cancer, it is placed in Pushya or Ashlesha, for example. This is zooming in on the constellations within a particular zodiac. Essentially, that's what the nakshatra system is. So now we come to all these nine types of intelligences with the planet placed in whichever house and whichever sign and whichever nakshatra. Obviously, you might understand by now, to map such a kind of thing from intelligence and take any meaningful, grounded guesswork. Not guesswork, actually, it is quite precise, I am told. So if you want to take the precise way to map your child's intelligence, a young adult's intelligence, or your patient or your client who wants to understand what talents they can pursue in their life, what are they really geared up for? We come with a kind of machinery called the human brain, which is a vessel through which consciousness called the soul itself is acting. As long as the consciousness is present, these talents can be used in different ways, applied in different ways, especially all the conjunctions if they are bunched together. If there is a stellium of planets in one nakshatra or in one zodiac sign in a house, that becomes your focal point, isn't it? That's where you're acting all your, or you're focusing all your consciousness lens through. And therefore, those become your dominant talents. Therefore, those become your dominant intelligence types. And that's the way it is playing out in this physical 3D world. That was a mouthful. Okay, I'll leave you with this much for now. You can share this video with your people if you want to know the types of intelligence. I do this personal work, one of the offerings of mine. Would be glad to work with anyone, collab with anyone on LinkedIn and anywhere else that you are coming across this. This is more for the people who have studied some degree of psychology. This is more for the people who are interested in counseling using Jyotish, which is one of my forte. That's one of my offerings. Because I want to come from a mainstream. I want to come from a mainstream plus bridge into the astrology. Not just separate it and view it with a sort of a detached lens. No, esoterics is definitely there. Everything is definitely there. But we need to recognize consciousness as the playing field in which the pure consciousness that is you, that is the human soul, comes to play through the brain, through your neurons, through your body, through your life path. in these kinds of ways. And this is the closest I have personally come so far, which can show you the operating manual, the operating system of your child. I'm putting it in crude technological terms, but you get the idea. I shall see you in the next. You can get in touch with me over email if something resonates and we can work something out. You take care today and be safe. Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.